Iowa everywhere.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Spring is here. It's time to start thinking about family fun in the outdoors. This is Chris Williams promoting my good friends at Plaza RV in Bondurant. I've now bought two travel trailers from this locally owned company in the past 5 years. It's completely changed my family's life. We love spending time in the outdoors, tailgating, and most of all, being together. Camping has been an awesome escape for us, and I would encourage you to think about it as well. Head over to their lot in Bondurant. They have motorhomes, travel trailers, truck trailers, fifth wheels, and more. Check them out today at PlazaRV.com. They're 100% locally owned. Tell them that Chris Williams sent you.
We recommend listening to the CW Pod with a glass of Steeple Ridge Bourbon. Grown, distilled, well-rested, and bottled in Erling, Iowa. Now from the Channel Seed Studios, this is the CW Pod, fueled by Steeple Ridge.
What's going on? Welcome to this week's CW Pod here on Iowa Everywhere. My name is Chris Williams, and I'm joined by my old buddy, Scott Reister. How long have I known you now, Scott?
I was thinking about this the other day. I have a memory of my first year when I moved to Iowa in 2009, and I ran into you at the Hy-Vee.
Yeah, at a grocery
Do you remember
store.
This?
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And this was right when
Urbandale.
Yeah, this was like at the infancy of Cyclone Fanatic.
Yeah, and I remember this. And that's when I met you.
Yeah, yeah.
We were in the freezer aisle.
I remember, yeah. That Hy-Vee doesn't even stand anymore. We got the brand new Hy-Vee. Right, yeah, right. And I had my little baby daughter with me. Do you remember this?
I do remember exactly. It's funny how that works.
Yeah. It? Yeah. And because we were just talking about, I saw you at one of the Iowa State football games, like handing out flyers for people to like sign up for Cyclone Fanatic.
Come and join us.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And they did. And then I saw you, I think you were.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's so true though. Yeah. I remember that. You were, cause you were new at KCCI at the time. Right?
That's right. Yeah. I just moved here and, yeah. Anyway, so there it goes. And I of course see Chris covering all the Iowa State stuff and, expanding and Iowa everywhere. And it's amazing.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
I'm looking forward to doing this today. I always give my guests a beautiful bottle of Steeple Ridge bourbon.
That was nice.
The Iowa everywhere edition. So look, it's even got our cool logo engraved on the bottle.
That is fantastic. This looks so cool.
Enjoy that.
I certainly will.
Great sponsor of ours.
Can't wait.
Out at the Lonely Oak Distillery. Good summer trip for you guys. If you're heading to Western Iowa or going to Omaha or any reason, you can go on up to Erling and check them out. It's a beautiful, beautiful farm out there where they've got an awesome tasting room. Plan that for your summer. So Scott just wrote, he's on his book tour, and I was really glad to have him on because I'm writing a book right now.
Really?
I am.
That's fantastic.
Have I not told you that? Yeah.
No.
It's a grind. It is a grind. It is a labor of love.
What's give me more.
It's about so basically 2024. This upcoming year will be my 20th year doing the Iowa State thing. And it's kind of like a memoir of like funny stories and behind the scenes stuff from along the way. So hopefully people buy it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. It's like I'm starting to do it and it's like, God, a lot happened in 20 years.
I hope you kept a detailed journal.
Well, in fact, I'm actually contemplating right now.
Facebook. Yeah,
I'm actually contemplating making it two books because it's going to be like 500 pages if I am up at this point. Right. You know, it's like there's so much to tell and I want to be as like complete and as thorough as possible with it. And it's like every time I sit down to work on it, the outline grows by like two chapters.
Right.
You know, does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but what you did here with Baseball Spy, which just came out, what, last week?
Yesterday. Launch day.
Oh, yesterday was the first day. So, I didn't realize that. I thought it came out like a week ago.
No, so pre-orders started happening a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. It
totally exploded. And the actual launch day where you can go into stores and buy it was yesterday. So
did you buy one in a store?
So I didn't actually go buy one because I have boxes at my house. Yeah. But and honestly, we're worried that they're going to run out. At Barnes & Noble, Jordan Creek, she ordered 100 copies, the manager. And we went in there and like within the first hour, they're down to like, you know, 80 something. And we have a signing coming up May 11th. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to let other people buy them. I've got plenty, but I kind of wanted to just to like buy my own book.
So I always knew you as a TV guy,
right?
Give people some history on you. I'm sure they've seen you on TV. You've been a sports director at one of the local stations for a really long time now. Mm-hmm. You came from Texas.
Correct. Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. And you went to the University of Texas.
Longhorn. Yep.
Yep. So I guess walk us through how do you get to Iowa? And more importantly, why are you still here? Because usually yeah. guys like you show up, I'm like, he'll be here for 3 years and he's gone.
Yeah.
Like you really seem to like it here.
I do. I get that question a lot. My wife and I are both from Dallas. We both went to Texas. I moved around a lot early in my TV career. We moved to Iowa in 2009. I had worked in Waco. I had worked in College Station. I was out in the state of Washington in the Tri-Cities, which I'd never heard of either of the three cities before I moved here. And we got to Iowa in 2009. Didn't think I'd be here that long, but you know, you put up roots. We had two more kids. I have now two sons who are now 13 and 9, Ryan and Sammy. My daughter Mallory. And the job started going really well. Andy Garman, a great guy. He left the business a while back and then I got promoted.
He was smart.
Exactly right. He got out. I got promoted and this is just a perfect situation for me. And we really love it here. We can drive to Dallas within a day and see the family drive back. So that helps a lot. And
how many times really have you made that drive?
A lot. About 3-4 times a year. So we used to break it up into 2 days when the kids were little. And then I'm like, what am I doing? It's like 4 o'clock and I'm stopping. I'm like, it's like, quit your whining. We're going. So it's a great situation. And, you know, Iowa everywhere. I'm sure all the audience, you can appreciate that. It's like, it's just, you know, it's nice, convenient. It's easy. It's not too big, not too small. You can afford a nice house. All the great things. And honestly, it's come full circle for me because I've been here so long and had so many roots and so many connections. The book Baseball Spy, I think people are so excited to see a name of an author they know.
It's
paying off big time to have all those connections and all that support and that base. And everyone's so excited to read it.
I was fired up when I saw that because like that we're similar in that sense that you're a TV guy. I'm more of like a, I don't even know what I'd call myself. I used to be a writer. I'm not really I have no idea what I,
yeah,
but I'm, but my passion is writing. Like right. If I could do any, and when I saw that you were writing a book, it made me really excited to talk to you about it. Cause it's like this whole layer of you that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah. And I kept it under wraps until literally like about a month ago.
Yeah.
And
see, that's my problem. Yeah. I've been telling everybody I'm writing a book and then it's still not ready. And when's the book coming out? Like, well, it's a process though.
It takes
a long time.
It is. Yeah. And the book's Baseball Spy. Let me give the audience a quick elevator pitch before I tell you about the
process. Go for it.
Yeah. Cause I'm sure you're excited. You're interested to know. So first off, I wanted a book that combined spies and sports and it just didn't exist in the
market.
You're
such a geek. I love it.
I know. So like I love sports book growing up. I always imagined myself as the kid and I love spy books and it's like, why can there not be the two? But honestly, it wasn't that. It was this, it was this image I had as a kid. Like what if Little League was really life or death? And that was my whole concept of like, I used to imagine that as a kid. When I was up to bat, shooting a free throw, those moments where all the eyes are on you.
Yeah.
What if there was someone that had their finger on a bomb, and if you didn't do the job, like
it's over,
so, right? So
like Hunger Games, meets
exactly. I pitched this to agents as Sandlot meets 24, and or James Bond or whatever. In case no one knew what 24 was, one of my all time favorite shows, Jack Bauer. So the quick elevator pitch is that there's a 14-year-old little leaguer, takes place in DC. Someone on his team, he doesn't know who, is actually a deadly cyber spy posing as a little league player, and he's planted a hidden device on this baseball field and he's downloading secrets from a nearby government building. And if this cyber spy is successful, Then all this bad stuff happens. People die.
My God.
And Zane Mitchell, our hero, is the only one. He's in a unique position. You'll find out why.
He's the protagonist?
Yes. Okay. Zane Mitchell, 14 years old. He's this little silhouette guy on the cover. If he doesn't figure this out and figure out who it is without tipping off that he's onto this kid, because then the guy will run off and they won't be able to catch him. He has to stay undercover, spy on all his teammates, and he's new on the team, and everybody sucks. He has to figure out this out, find out where this device is using this earpiece.
Oh, my daughter's gonna love
it. And all this stuff. So he has an earpiece, he's got this technology, his cleats have a thing, and he's got to figure out where this is. And then the stakes keep getting raised. If they don't keep winning, the season ends, bad guy wins, everything blows up. And so the stakes keep getting higher and higher and higher. And I'm not even telling you a tenth of the coolness factor, because you got to read it and get the surprise.
I can't wait.
And if he doesn't figure out the main thing is it all leads up. I had to create this entire world that could suit the main crux of the book, which is on this dive in the final, that'll cost you everything. So he literally cannot lose, or not only he suffers, but the nation and everything. So he's got to keep winning. That's the stakes. He's got to keep winning.
So I'm not going to lie, Scott, you told me the synopsis of this, and I'm like, were you on drugs when you thought of this? Where in the hell did all this come from?
I tell you, it's from when I was a little kid, man. I always knew there was a book there. I always knew. I just had to figure out what it was. And so I had this come to Jesus moment in 2018 where it was I'm 36 or whatever, 37 or whatever old I was back in 2018. And I was how have I not sat down and figured this out yet? And
that's
so
great.
I literally spent
following your passion. That's
months.
So cool.
Yeah. Months and months is literally the day's done. I'm laying in bed for 10 minutes to myself before I fall asleep, just thinking and thinking and thinking and taking notes. What situations could I create? What world could I create that would lead to Little League being life or death? And it just took months and months and months. And then I know you want to start talking about the process, because once I figured out how it might work, then I really went hardcore into the process I'll tell you about right now.
Yeah. So, okay. I was interested too, because is this going to be a series?
Yes.
Is Zane Mitchell going to be the protagonist in all these books?
Fun fact, I finished Football Spy already.
Oh!
Yeah, I finished the draft and it is off to the editor.
So Zane's going to play a bunch of different sports and it's all on him to save the world.
I got a 3-book deal out of this.
I knew that.
Yeah.
So they're all different sports?
It's going to be one a year. So Football Spy comes out next year.
Wow.
It's in the process of what we call the developmental edit stage. And then Basketball Spy will be the last one in 2026. And
do you want to make these a movie or
that would be a dream come true. It would be phenomenal. And since I have a literary agency, they are shopping the media rights right now.
Time, dude.
Yeah. So, and you read it. It's so fun to imagine as you read this happening. And it's I think it would be great. It'd be awesome.
Okay. So you have this idea and it's kind of quirky. Right. This is a very niche.
Yeah.
This isn't oh, I'm going to write a book about Bill Belichick.
No.
Right.
Because that exists. This didn't exist.
So how many agency, how do you do that? You just start emailing people and hope that they write you back, or how does that work?
Okay. So, and this is the process I learned. I literally read books in the library by sports writers. There's this guy named Josh Burke. Shout out to my man. He's a librarian in Pennsylvania. I didn't know these people. And I just reached out, and a lot of people were fun, happy to explain it to me. So the agents, there's literary agents. And this is how it works. I didn't know this at all. You have to get a literary agent to sign you. And then if that happens, then you're basically in the game. The literary agents are the people that take these, their clients, and they take their books and they contact all the publishers and try to get the book deal for you. The odds of getting a literary agent, I was told, were astronomically low, because there's so many people that have written books that want to do this. And these literary agents get these query letters, and they can get anywhere between 30 and 40 a day. So you're thousands a year, and they sign one or two authors a year. And so I knew I was going to have to, and I was told email 10 or 12 every couple of weeks. Don't there's only a list of 70 or 80 of these available. Of these people. And so I sort of slowly did it. But over the first couple months, I got five or six agents that wrote me back that wanted to read it.
So clearly you had a good idea.
I was oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so
that's encouraging.
Yeah. But even then, everything in the process moves so glacially slow. As I mentioned, this was all the way back in 2018. I got these responses. Some people asked for the first couple chapters. Some people asked for the whole book. My agent, who's in Boston at Metamorphosis Literary Agency, which is actually located in Kansas City, she works remote. she loved it from the beginning. She read it. She loved it. Oh my God. But you know, even then it took a lot of time for her to get through the pile of stuff and everything. And so I was very fortunate, got a fantastic agent, and I got all the details of that contract worked out, and then COVID hit. So that was like in February of 2020. And then she was still putting out submissions, but there was a good 2-year period where there were some close things and all these big name companies and publishers wanted it. We're looking at it, but there were no offers. And then finally, 2 years ago, I was visiting my family in Dallas. It was perfect timing. I was on vacation. It was August of 2022. And I got the call, and it was Jessica Reno, my agent. She's like, "We got the book deal, 3-book deal, Young Dragons Press." And I told everybody, and we all jumped around, and you know, everybody was there. So it was really cool. It's one of those moments where it's like, "Yo, but you did it. 2 more years and the book will be out in 2 years. So
if you're an athlete, you know, the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Who are you targeting as far as to read this book? Like, what's the age group, ideal age?
Right. My son, Sammy, he's in fourth grade and he is reading it, but I do have to explain a couple things in the plot to him.
Yeah.
So, but he's a bright kid. And if I wasn't there to explain it, he would probably still be able to figure it out. But I mean, all the adults that have read it love it. I got Casey Blake to read it. He thought it was so cool.
He's a great guy.
Fantastic.
Great guy.
Major league star from Indianola, Casey Blake. And, you know, I reached out to him a year ago and he said he would read it and put his name on the back. And that really helped a lot.
So I also have a theory. Just this is more parenting talk, but I think it's a good time to be in the children literary genre, only because, like, as parents, we now know, like, how bad screen time can be for, I feel like we're all pushing our kids to read more maybe than we would have been pre-COVID, right? Like, we just know, like, hey, if you're sitting there watching Cocomelon 20 hours a day, you're right, gonna go nuts. Pick up a damn book, right? Am I wrong?
If you can get your kid to set down this for a few minutes and pick up something they can hold and read and expand their mind, and something else, like a lot of kids I know around here in Iowa, they're probably gonna have this book too. They can talk about it with their friends. You guys get a copy. You guys can read it. It's all the good stuff. Yeah, so absolutely. And now that we're in summer, it's not school right now. Your kids, even if they're not playing baseball and you're looking for a fun book to read over the summer, this is an easy sell to your kids, right? It's not some book that they might not be interested in that you have to encourage them to read. You tell a kid what this book's about, like, wait, what?
Have you talked to the Field of Dreams?
That's a great idea.
We should be selling Baseball Spy out at the Field of Dreams.
Hey, help me out here, man.
I'm your marketing guy.
Yeah, and also if you're watching,
I got Frank Thomas on speed dial.
Frank, the big hurt. Yeah, I got some for you to read, Frank. But you know, start wheeling and dealing.
I was thinking this is a very Iowa book.
Absolutely, right? I wrote it in Iowa. You know, you got Casey on the back, and it takes place in Washington D.C. But absolutely, and if you guys, I am planning on going out to different little leagues this summer. I have a bunch of events coming out.
That's cool.
So I have events set up at libraries. You can go Scott Reister author page here, my events. I'm going to be doing events at both Barnes and Nobles, Beaverdale Books, bookstores. So you name it, I have all the information out there. But yeah, if you're a little league and you know, you guys want me to come out, and I have books, I can autograph copies. So it's going to be like a fun kind of book this summer. This will be a great book for your team to read.
So what was your writing process like, as far as you say you're sitting in bed and taking notes? And because I've been there. Like, is the hardest part not sitting down and actually, like, putting the words on the page?
Oh my God.
Because we can all outline until we're
right.
Like, how did that work for you?
So,
especially with fiction, it's different than what I'm doing.
So, well, first off, to go back, I really took the process seriously in terms of, like, I wanted to know how to do this. And I always wanted to know how to do it. So I podcasted so much. I found different podcasts that I listen to constantly about story structure. And I really wanted to, I really wanted to figure out how to write the most exciting book possible and what those, what the formula was. And I wanted to have really fun twists and turns. So I really podcasted a lot, figured out how to do it. And then I spent so much time on my outline because I wanted to build in all these awesome twists and turns. And there's some great ones in this book that are really going to keep you excited. And then once I figured out my outline, then it was sort of like I had the roadmap and then I went through and I was like, all right, what scenario can I create to satisfy this situation with this character arc? I need to get from point A to point B here. What's the most fun way to do that? And then it just started like happening as I wrote. It was like things came to life. All these fun things started happening that I had no idea were going to happen as I started dreaming this up. So that was really a cool thing.
So I would assume you're starting this process and you knew where you wanted to start and where you wanted to end. And then you kind of had to like draw it out to the zigs and zags to get there.
Yeah. So there's two giant major twists that are really going to have, you guys are really going to have fun.
Don't give any spoilers here. Come on.
So the second of the two major twists, it's a three act structure. I knew how the first act was going to end. It ends with the first major twist. I knew how the second act was going to end, which is an even more mind blowing twist. And then honestly, after I got through, like once you get to the second act, like you figure out, okay, now I fully appreciate and understand what's happening here. How the heck is it going to end? And it was like act three. Now it's like all building up towards the final awesomeness. And I had no idea what was going to happen. So that was fun. I had to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? What's this? What's that? And then, so that's what I kind of wrote it in three acts. And then I went back and, you know, it changed a bunch and everything like that. So it was really fun kind of tying it all together.
So then if people want to buy it, is there like a better way to do it for you, or does it not matter if they buy it on Amazon or at Barnes and Noble or whatever?
Yeah. So no, I mean, I want to plug everybody that's done it. If you are in the Des Moines area watching this, you could go into the Jordan Creek, Barnes and Noble right now. I was there yesterday buying it. It was super fun seeing everybody there buying it. And the other bookstores that are going to have it by next week are the other Barnes & Noble University, Dog-Eared Books in Ames, Page Turners in Indianola, Beaverdale Books. If you are just watching this online and you want to buy it right now, that'd be awesome.
Right now.
You know, do it. Yeah. Well, maybe after this podcast is over. But it's, if you go to Amazon, it's already shooting up the rankings. It's like in the overall books, if you look at the new releases for all kids' books, not just sports books, but all kids' books, my book's right up there with like Harry Potter books and nice. Minecraft books. It's like yesterday it was at number 38, and it's like,
well, that Minecraft is crazy. They
oh my God.
That.
Yeah. And those, yeah. So like it used to be, it was just the number one new release in kids baseball books, which I thought was amazing. And then yesterday it became the number one new sports book out there just on the first day. And then by the nighttime, it was like 38th in kids' books for new releases, which is just like, whoa, I'm beating all these amazing guys. And so, yeah. And so if you go see it and check it out, so it's super exciting to see. I mean, people read what it's about, and I think it's an easy sell and people are excited.
Word of mouth is the key.
And yeah. Reviews. Yeah. If you do buy it online, the reviews are what keeps it, that listing going. So yeah, I mean, tell everybody. And if you do buy it online, I'd love a review.
Yeah, don't give them a bad one either.
Thank you.
Nothing bad. No, and this is one of the things I love about this state. In fact, I was having a meeting with some guys yesterday and we were talking about the Iowa Speedway getting the NASCAR race, right? And we were discussing because they're having a 3-day weekend out there, which you're familiar with all this. But
yeah,
I was like,
been there.
I go, that place is going to be packed on Saturday night. And they're like, what makes you so confident? I'm like, because Iowans support this stuff. Like, they know that this is their big chance to show out. And it's the reason why I was such a good like minor league sports town too, is because they just support things. And I'm very confident that Iowans will, because they've seen you forever and they like you. And Scott's a really good guy. They'll support you. There'll be a lot of people who will buy this, even if they don't have any interest in it.
I hope
they'll,
so.
They'll
thank
buy
you.
It to yeah. support you. And I'm telling my people, go out and buy some of these.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. And yeah, if you're enjoying this conversation, I promise you'll love the premise. And there's also a girl on the team who plays a big part in the story that doesn't give anything away. So I wanted to this appeal to everybody. I know sometimes sports books have that. I didn't care if it's cliche. Her name's Amber. You'll love her. So it's an adult's love it too. So there's something for everybody in this book. It's got the action. It's emotional.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's thrilling. Yeah. So it's been really fun.
This is a good off season read for me.
Yeah.
Scott, thanks for coming in. We'll have to have you come in another time to just talk about like your day job and all that good
stuff. Absolutely.
We'd love to have you. Now you know where we're located. You can pop on in whenever.
Yeah. Yeah. And I gotta say again, I've seen these video clips out there on the X, and it's fun to see the studio in person because it's so cool to see what you guys have set up here.
Thank you.
Is that operable?
Yeah. The NBA Jam.
All right. Cause yeah, I'm not leaving until you know, my,
you know,
team,
what's, you Pacers, know, what's,
Reggie Miller.
You know, what's so funny about that NBA Jam machine? I've never played it.
How long has it been there?
Year.
Okay.
Aiden's played it.
Yeah. Right around.
Aiden
months.
Will be your opponent.
You're not going to play? Wait, you just told me you have this drought. You're not going to play it once.
I mean, yeah, sure. I'll play it.
Now's the time.
Yeah, let's play it. I've all never right. played it. My point is, like, when I'm here, I'm just, like, working.
Right,
so
right.
It's not like, oh, let's kick back and have a beer and play the NBA Jam. So I want a big buck hunter over in that corner.
I've seen that before,
I
and
love
I've never played
buck.
It.
Oh,
that and Golden Tee. I don't know why I never tried it, but everyone goes crazy for those.
See, things. I can't do the Golden Tee either. Because the people who play the Golden Tee are like nuts about it. They're like professionals. Like, they're crazy. You've never met a casual Golden Tee player.
Yeah. They all want to know where they are on the score, on the range.
And they get pissed. And like, it's just not for me. Like, I'm never going to put enough time into that thing to be good at it. So I would just rather stay away.
Right.
But the big buck hunter, I can hang with anybody in that.
Yeah. Can I add one? You're a big buck hunter.
Back to the spot.
One more quick thing. I wanted to point something out for parents, which I thought was really cool.
Let's hear it.
And I think Chris, when his daughters are old enough to appreciate all the work he puts into this, I wrote this book. Like, I would tuck my kids in and sit in their room and just stay up late and typing it, and they, you know, talk to them about it, and they saw me doing it, and
that's cool, man.
It was so powerful for the moment, like, you know, like they saw me writing it and working on it, and I would read them a chapter, this or that, and then, you know, my son Ryan and my daughter Mallory reading it when they read it the first time, and I heard them like screaming when the big twist happened, and they saw me putting in that work and not taking any shortcuts, and then that moment when the books arrived in that box 2 weeks ago and we all gathered around and opened the box, it was such a victory, and it was such a good lesson for my family about, like, you know, not giving up, basically. Yeah. And you know, like, there's something big you want to do, make it happen, do whatever you got to do. And so that was really cool as a parent, and it's been really a fun family thing.
The hardest part of the book writing thing is just, like, unless you have a deadline, which I don't, I'm self-publishing everything.
Yeah.
So it's like forcing yourself.
It's so hard.
It's like, man, I'm really tired tonight. Right.
It's the hardest thing to do. And even now when I was writing Football Spy, I had turned my Wi-Fi off because it's like, you're just sitting there like this. Oh, well, I got to check Facebook real quick. Oh, I got to check Twitter real quick. Oh, what's this?
Time happening? Suckers,
yeah,
man.
You have to, it's so hard to stay focused. And that is absolutely the hardest thing.
Part of the problem too in our career is when you're always like news gathering, and like, we have to have the knowledge to do what we do. If we don't know that Deacon Hill transferred, then we're not doing our job, right? Like, and unfortunately, we can't break every story ourselves. You feel like checking Twitter is work. I'm working. We're in, it's really most of the time not.
Right.
Right. It's just a time sucker.
It's a distraction. Anything you would rather do anything than the hard thing. And the hard thing is forcing yourself to put words down. And so
I can sit there and tell myself I'm outlining and like, no, right. You got to put the freaking words down. How much self-editing did you do?
This is another fun thing. So I was taking my son, Sammy, to the Urbandale Public Library at the time for story time. He was real little. And I finished the draft and I literally walked up to these two librarians. I barely knew their names. And I said, hey, would you like help me with this? I got this thing. And they were like excited to do it.
Really?
And I actually, in the book, I named two of the agents in the book, Agent Finch and Agent Becker.
That's so cool. After the librarians?
Yeah. And the Urbandale Public Library, like they've like helped me and they're all excited. And I went and I signed a copy for them and I wrote real big letters, real big Sharpie. We did it! Exclamation mark. Because they've helped me throughout, and they're all excited, and they're coming to the book signing May 11th. May 11th, Barnes & Noble, 3 o'clock is a Saturday. Tuesday, May 21st, 6:30, and then another one in June at the other Barnes & Noble.
So is there a good way if somebody's listening and maybe they want you to come out to a little league or something like that to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. My author website, scottreister.com. You find me on Facebook, shoot me a message. I'm very easy to find. So
you're a disgustingly nice guy. Scott. Has anybody ever told you that?
It
honestly kind of makes me mad how nice you are. Cause you just, I've never seen you upset or mad at anyone.
You should see the morning rush at the Reister house. So, I don't know if my kids would agree with that all the time. I definitely do, but yeah, no, it's, well, right now, especially, I'm very, very excited. I've had a lot of help and, you know, just trying to keep smiling and stay positive.
Congrats.
Good things happen.
It's awesome, buddy. I'm happy C-Dub. For you. I'm proud of you.
Thanks,
that's
man.
Awesome. I can't wait to dive in, and then when Football Spike comes out, you come back in and we'll do a review, okay?
Absolutely. Can't wait, man.
He's Scott Reister. I'm Chris Williams, CW Pod. Of course, we are presented, as always, by our friends at Steeple Ridge Bourbon in the Channel Seed Studios. We'll be back next week here on Iowa Everywhere.
Iowa Everywhere.